I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. As his administration marked its first year, President Biden held a press conference this week with the mention of the plight of ranchers and farmers. Biden admitted it's been a year of challenges, but also a year of enormous progress. Among the progress Biden noted was the USDA's renewed efforts to level the playing field for American farmers and ranchers. He said in too many industries, a handful of companies dominate the entire market.
We end up with an industry like the meat processing industry, where four big companies dominate the markets. Pay ranchers less for their cattle they grow, charge consumers more for beef, hamburger meat, whatever they're buying. Prices are up. Look, I'm a capitalist, but capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's exploitation.
In July, Biden signed an executive order promoting competition in the American economy. It said was designed to create a fairer, more resilient, and more dynamic economy. The administration also plans to enforce new, stronger rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act, a law designed to combat abuses by the meat packers and processors. It also plans to issue new Product of USA labeling rules so that consumers can better understand where the meat comes from. Additionally, the Department of Justice and the USDA announced a joint initiative to better coordinate their efforts, including a new online portal for reporting concerns about potential violation of the competition laws. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.